This is Akashwani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Saudi Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman over the phone. He condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, calling them a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders stressed the need for early restoration of regional peace and stability. The Prime Minister also thanked the Crown Prince for ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian community. Mr. Modi also spoke with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, condemning the attacks and expressing solidarity with its people while thanking him for supporting the Indian community. In a separate call with the King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi conveyed India's deep concern and reaffirmed support for peace, security and the well-being of the Jordanian people. Mr. Modi also appreciated the King's care for the Indian community there. US President Donald Trump has stated that the big wave is yet to come in the war with Iran. Talking to a news channel, Trump said the US military is knocking the crap out of Iran, but the big wave is yet to come. He added that the military operation was projected to last 4 to 5 weeks, but it could go longer. Meanwhile, in a press briefing, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has called on Iranians to take advantage of the opportunity for regime change, even as he said the war was not about ousting the government in Tehran. Conflict in West Asia has intensified, with Iran and the joint forces of Israel and the United States launching fresh waves of missile and drone strikes. Iran and Iran-backed militias have targeted U.S. assets across the Gulf region, including in the UAE, Kuwait and Bahrain, following the killing of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and other senior Iranian officials. In response, Israel and the United States struck multiple targets inside Iran. The Red Crescent says 555 people have been killed across Iran in the joint U.S.-Israeli attacks. In Lebanon, civilians are fleeing Beirut's southern suburbs as clashes between Hezbollah and Israel intensify. Hezbollah missile and drone attacks on northern Israel prompted Israeli airstrikes across southern and eastern Lebanon, killing 52 people and wounding 154, according to the health ministry. Lebanon has closed schools today. The Israeli military said it killed senior Hezbollah intelligence official Hossein Mukley. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad group confirmed the death of its Lebanon commander in an airstrike south of Beirut. India and Canada have exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks yesterday, Mr. Modi said India and Canada has set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास और संबंधों की मैच्योरिटी का प्रतीक है। हम डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज, मैरिटाइम डोमेन अवेयरनेस और मिलिट्री एक्सचेंजेस बढ़ाने पर काम करेंगे। इसी उद्देश्य से आज हमने इंडिया कनाडा डिफेंस डायलॉग की स्थापना करने का निर्णय लिया है।
A long-term uranium supply agreement of $2.6 billion agreement has also been signed, under which uranium will be supplied to India. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has launched the Bharatiya Janata Party's Parivartan Yatra from Raidigin South 24 Parganas. Speaking on the occasion yesterday, Mr. Shah asserted that the people of West Bengal are now seeking change. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh launched the Yatra from Howrah. He said, "The TMC government is openly inviting infiltrators to settle down in Bengal, and the Chief Minister is fighting to protect them." Indian Railways has ensured that passengers across the country can travel home for the Holi festival with ease and comfort through meticulous planning and coordinated executions across all railway zones. The Ministry of Railways informed that to manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, 1,244 Holi special train trips are being operated across various railway zones from 25th of last month to 18th of this month. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, inaugurated the new office of the ministry at the General Pool Office. And that is the end of this news bulletin.